All right, guys, what is going on? Today, our post has been inspired by a lot of conversations I've been having recently with kind of three different prongs of people. One is new people who are coming into the gym, who are kind of finding this world of health and wellness and wanting to make some big composition goals and changes in their lives. The second is for people who are dealing with a string or a run of kind of chronic injuries and things that are plaguing them and they're dealing with in their body. And then the last one is people who are not meeting or making their body composition goals, or they feel like they're kind of stuck and have plateaued. And a lot of my guidance with them starts with, you know, one of three or four different questions, but I can kind of always point to a string of things that I'm seeing across the board to all of them. So that's kind of the inspiration for our post today. And it is entitled, "You're Not Moving Enough: Guidelines for Movement We Require." In each domain in health and fitness, I can pinpoint one or two things that the vast majority of Americans suffer from. In nutrition, it's not enough protein, poor breakfasts, under-eating at regulation, then stints of massive over-binging cravings as a result, and alcohol. Sleep, bad bedtime habits and routines, cell phones and stimulus right up until bed, and or first thing in the morning, or rooms too bright. Mental health, too much time alone, not enough time outdoors, bad sleep and nutrition, not moving enough. Intense exercise, either we're way too intense or we're not near intense enough, not enough recovery to support intense activity, not enough moving outside of intense workouts. But I think the biggest overarching problem facing almost every single athlete that I work with, including myself, is that we're simply not moving enough. Zoom meetings, cell phones, commutes, office chairs, desks, car seats, and beds, everywhere you look, there is comfort and convenience. While this is great in the name of productivity and supporting this amazing economy, I would argue that it is wreaking havoc on the mental and physical health of all of us. As such, in the long term, these trends will lead to lower productivity, a medical crisis if we're not in one already, and significant societal damage. So let's discuss some parameters for movement and set some goals. Now, depending on where you look, you can find the arguments for 5,000 steps a day, 6,000, 10,000, 12,000, 15,000, and even 20,000. I personally find wearing anything on my hands, wrists, or ankles annoying, so pedometers are basically out for me. I like to use time as a better mechanic and a bit easier to track. And as the weather improves, this should get significantly easier to do in the coming months. Now, first, let's talk about sedentary workers. If you drive to work, sit at a desk all day, and then drive to the gym or drive home and then sit the remainder of the evening, or if you work from home, we need to focus our time here. No amount of intense exercise can overcome this sedentary lifestyle, and you'll find your body doesn't much enjoy or agree with you when you call on it for animal-type things, because it's been inactive and turned off all day. Our goal for this group is to aim for 60 to 80 minutes of dedicated walking a day and 15 to 20 minutes of stretching and mobilizing or working through some type of a flow. It's like a lower back flow. You can type that into YouTube. It is a two-pronged problem of sitting being one of the worst positions and things you can do for your body, so you'll become tight and immobile, and a lack of activity, so you'll have a lower total daily energy expenditure. Additionally, on weekends or once to twice a week, aim to get some type of manual labor in. This is carrying logs, chopping wood, walking mowers, landscaping, gardening, etc. These can all be great options that fit into a normal routine. If you don't regularly do this, you can simulate it by adding a pack to your walks, finding some elevation, carrying a golf bag 18 holes, etc. Our bodies are meant to be used to carry heavy things around, to chop, throw, jump, balance, squat, and we need to stay in that type of shape more than anything else. Intense exercise 3 to 4 days a week, provided you're staying active and mobile, eating well, etc., and you have given your body the right to earn the harder, more intense work. Now, for moderate workers, if you use your body to carry things or you're outside or you can accumulate some distance during the workday, we are in much better shape. This is where I'd put fitness coaches, waiters, bartenders, law enforcement, firefighters, military, teachers, etc. Obviously, any of those jobs can be extra lazy when working, but on the regular, we're on our feet, we're moving around, we're generally active. Goal, aim to walk 30 to 40 minutes a day on work days and 60 to 80 minutes a day on non-working days. Many of these professions have a degree of manual labor in them, but if yours doesn't, add that from above. Intense exercise 4 to 5 days a week to support your goals, provided your nutrition and sleep is on point. Active work. Honestly, probably not a lot of these in Ohio. When I used to caddy as a kid, I would double bag 18 or 36 holes a day. When I was training or out in the field for the Army as an infantryman, you'd often ruck very long distances. You'd do land nav or other highly active things. These are usually jobs that are going to wipe you out at the end of the day and don't leave a lot of room for additional outside activity. Goal is to balance your work output, recovery, and calories. On days that are very strenuous at work, back off the highly intense workouts. Ideally, you would be exercising prior to the strenuous work day where possible. Balance your intense days with your less intense work days and days off. Movement snacks. Another great alternative to walking more is the concept of movement snacks. And you might be saying, this is a side note, this isn't the blog, but you might be saying, like, who has 60 to 80 minutes to walk for a day? And that might be super boring to you. I like to crush through audio and podcast time as much as I can when I'm doing those activities. But if you don't, this is what's for you. All right. This is also a great option for kids. Many of you might have used this as a distraction technique from time to time by accident. The concept is when you're bored or feeling lazy, you create something really approachable, short and sweet, just to get moving again. Things like an every minute on the minute for 9 minutes. Minute one, max pushups. Minute two, 5 jump squats and 30 second hold. Minute three, 30 jumping jacks and 15 pogo jumps. A much more simple one that I've actually seen a father of 3 daughters do is, let's see who can do 100 burpees the fastest. Now, I would obviously never choose that one. If you have kids in the 6 to 13 age range, next time you have that stretch of boredom on a road trip or a crummy day outside, challenge them to a quick movement snack. You guys have to do this too. This isn't like just for your kids. This is for the adults too. Don't be that lazy parent who won't join in. Watch how it instantly improves the mood of the group, engages in some fun positivity, and will have immense benefits on your sleep, recovery, circulation, basal metabolic rate, total daily energy expenditure, et cetera, et cetera. If you don't have kids around, challenge a roommate or a coworker. If you're on Zoom calls all day, see if you can challenge another coworker to a squat test or a plank hold before the next call. You will simply be amazed at how much better you feel, how much more energy and positivity you bring to whatever is next, and long term, how much improvement it brings to your body composition and metabolic rate. What do I do on off days? I prefer the term off days, as in I'm off intense exercise today. I do not like the term rest day as much, because we really shouldn't ever be resting. Those days are the ones that we need to get blood flow and circulation the most, the ones where we're off intense exercise. We need to get out and get our walk, our labor, and our activities in on those days. If you're in the habit of just laying on the couch in days when you're not coming to the gym, there is a massive opportunity for you there. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel if you're intentional about your movement on days you're not pushing it with intense exercise. Low aerobic work is okay, and less intense items listed above. Other opportunities. I'm going to wrap this up here because it's 80 and sunny, and I'm going to walk down to the park with my family and play with Stevie on the playground. I like to be barefoot, climbing what she climbs, sliding where she slides, a lot of low ducking and crawling for me to get around these playgrounds meant for 2-foot-tall human beings. What an opportunity. These are options available to us all the time, if we take them. But sometimes we're just a lazy piece of shit. I am all the time, and man, do I feel super guilty when I am. My mental health declines. I'm shorter and more quick to frustration with Maria. I don't sleep well. I lose motivation for things I love. I get less done, and then I get behind and I feel stuck. if you choose to see it, each one of those little things, those little negative things, that is a reminder not to fall into that sedentary trap. Each one of those is an opportunity to see that little POS inside of all of us, to see that creeping in and to course correct before it's too late. This letter in your email right now is an opportunity for you if you've been sedentary all day. I get it. The Masters is on. There's spring game. It's easy to get on the couch and call it a day. Resist that urge. Add in a movement snack. Hit a mobility flow. Take a long family walk tonight without your phone. Have a great night and a great week. Give this a try if you found yourself slipping into this all too common trap, and see if it makes an improvement in your motivation, in your stress, in your sleep, in your recovery. And I'll promise you long term, you will see it carry over to better body composition and overall health metrics. And so that's the end of the post there, but I want to talk real quickly about kind of this, like, we'll call it a Kobe Bryant mentality, right? Mamba mentality, if you will. Some people might have heard it called that. You know, his thing, one of his favorite posts of mine that he ever said was, he was doing a talk and he was talking to young players about how to become Kobe Bryant. And he goes, you know, I sat down when I was like 15 and I realized it was really simple. Everybody that I was playing against was waiting till after school from like 3 to 4:30. They would do practice and then they'd go home. And they'd practice 4 to 5 days a week. Maybe they'd shoot a little bit on the weekends or play with their buddies on a Saturday. And so at the end of the week, they would get 6, 7, maybe 8 hours of shooting. And he goes, and so I started thinking about it. And he goes, you know, if I get up at like 4 and I get 2 hours in the gym before school starts, and then I can go at lunchtime and shoot like 50 shots. And then I can go after school to practice, and then I can go home after practice and shoot another 100 shots. He goes, in a given week, I'll get 40 to 50 hours of training. And once you start to do that, he goes, once I started to do that math, he goes, I started to think about it. And he goes, and in 2 or 3 years, it would be impossible for any of my teammates to catch up. And in 10 or 20 years, it would be impossible for anybody in the whole world to catch up. And he goes, so that's what I did. It's like, I love that mentality, because really when you break it down, like whatever we want to do, if you want to be the best in the world, like that's the formula. It doesn't matter what it is. If you applied that exact same formula to anything in the world and you did it 4 times a day for 2 hours each time, so 8 hours every single day, you did that nonstop for 20 years, you'd probably be one of, if not the best in the world at whatever that thing is. Obviously with basketball, there's barring some athleticism, you have to start at the right age, etc. But I just saw a guy who set the, like, I think the free throw world record. He's like in his 60s or 70s or something. It's just like, yeah, I just shot 1,000 free throws a day. It's like, it's easy. And so let's take that. The reason I say all that is if we take that same mentality towards just like movement, right? And we take let's take the recreational high school athlete that Kobe's talking about, right? Well, he just shows up to, you know, class, or he shows up to just his workout at the gym, you know, and that's the only movement he does all day. Like, you can become a good basketball player. You can become extremely fit just doing that. Right. And I've seen it, right? I've lived it in the gym. I've seen lots of people do this. But when you start to see people who they come to the gym and they work out with intense exercise, and then they're really diligent with staying active, maybe they'll do yoga and they'll take a walk, right? And then, you know, you see somebody else take it up a notch and they'll go home and do, you know, a bike ride for an hour, right? And then somebody else will go swimming, and, you know, you start to tack these little other active fit things onto their days, into their lives. And you start to see the body composition, the health metrics, their ability to train hard when they come into the gym. All these things get significantly better really, really, really fast, because they're just adding, they're making their body turn into this like super fuel jet that needs calories. It needs energy to fuel its system. And so it starts turning on all these systems and kicks them into high gear. And we start running hot like a freight train. or a, you know, a supersonic jet that's just, I mean, running at speeds that it needs the top quality fuel that you got to get it, give it. And that's churning through these calories, right? And you got to eat more and more and more. And the body starts responding really, really well to that. That's the mentality that we want to have if you guys want to get to places where you're not, whether it comes to physically overcoming injuries or any of these other things. It, we can't expect, you know, the analogy I used this morning in my training was, we can't expect to take, so let's say right now you just take whatever car you have, go and park it in the garage and let it sit for like 20 years, put a cover on it, don't turn it on, don't fuel it up, don't clean it, none of that, right? And then in 20 years, go and turn it on, and you can't then expect to just pop it out onto your street, put the gas pedal down all the way and floor it in something not to break, right? But a lot of us, we put our car, we put our bodies into the proverbial garage, right? We sit on our butts and we stay stagnant, and then we expect to get up and floor our cars, right? To just absolutely put the pedal down and exercise with intensity. And it's no surprise then that things start to kind of break, right? Like a hubcap goes loose, you know, you lose a couple lug nuts, you drop a couple spark plugs, but cylinder pops out. I don't know that much about cars, so sorry if those are bad analogies, but you know, and all of those things are like, oh, my knees started hurting, then my back started hurting, then my this started hurting, right? Of course it did, right? You left training and then you sat in a chair all day, and then you got in your car and you sat in your car and you drove home, you got out of your car and you walked, you sat down on the couch, and then you got into bed, and then you woke up, you got back in your car and went back to work. You sat in your, sat at work. And like this, we have to break that cycle. And I get people all the time that are in this boat of like, well, Jeff, like, you know, yeah, but what if your job doesn't allow for that? It's just an excuse. It really is. There is nothing. You cannot show me something that you can't make the choice to take the meeting standing rather than sitting, or you can't, after the meeting is done, go for a quick walk, or, you know, before the meeting, you can't do a little hip stretching before you go, right? Like there's just nothing that exists where you actually have to stay in a seated position for like 8 hours at a time. It just doesn't exist, right? And everybody's own limitation is this little voice that, like, actually deep down, it wants to be lazy. Our body seeks comfort. It loves it. It's such a seductress. It just is like, it's like when you're doing a workout and you're like 10 or 15 minutes in and it has some like flutter kicks, or it has like a Turkish get up or Turkish get ups. And like you get that opportunity to like lay on the ground early before the workout's done. And you're just like, oh God, this feels so good. Forget what I was doing one time. I think it was the Unknowns. It was really, really hot. And I was like by a fan doing my wall climbs. And I like came down from a wall climb. It was like towards the end, it was like 16. It was shitty. And I like slid down. I was exhausted and I rolled over onto my back and the fan was hitting me. And it was just like this moment of like, God, this just feels so good. Like I could really, if I wanted to, just lay here, right? Life is like that all the time, right? It's like you have this ability to just sit and find the comfort. And we really have to get to a point where we take conscious effort to avoid that, to, you know, set up systems, set up routines, set up things to force us and hold us accountable to just moving more, right? Moving more. That's it. That's what it all comes down to. And I'm not super discriminate about what moving is. I really don't care. A lot of people ask me like, is one thing better than the other? I really don't think so. When it comes to intense exercise, yes, like resistance training is the most important thing. Building muscle is the most important thing. Secondarily to that, obviously having a great engine, which means across all of your metabolic domains that you are efficient and fit and your body can come back down to homeostasis relatively quickly because we have good cardiovascular system, good VO2 max, all these things. Those two things obviously are how we train will dictate how good we are at that when it comes to intense exercise. But outside of those things, all your body cares about is that like we're doing more, we're out carrying, walking, jumping, running, lifting, doing whatever. We're just doing stuff and we're burning calories and we're not shutting down systems and sitting inside in like cold under LEDs and more time outside getting like vitamin D and sunlight as much as possible. Right. If you guys, like, if this feels like you, or it feels like you have a tendency to have this, it's just low hanging fruit. So to go back to the Kobe Bryant mentality, if right now you walk like 3,000 steps a day and you're doing that like 6 days a week, and you just take that up to like 6,000 steps a day, which isn't much. That's like an extra maybe 20 minute walk. Okay. Maybe 20 minutes. It was like 15 minutes. Okay. Down to the end of the street and back for me. Right. And that's just like walking my dog, right? You just add that in. So if we just run some quick math, it's going to burn somewhere around 220 calories for 3,000 steps a day. Okay. So 3,000 steps a day, 220 extra calories burned. That's 1,550 extra calories burned a week. 81,000 calories extra burned a year, which equates to 36 days at like our standard American diet. Okay. 36 days of general calorie burn. Okay. So again, you're taking over a month of calories off from just doing that 3,000 extra steps a day. So again, this is what we talk about. We talk about compounding returns. Okay. A little bit done all the time every day goes an extremely long way to making a long-term difference. Now, you're not going to see the difference in 7 days. You're not going to see it in a month. You're probably going to start to see it 3 or 5 or 6 months. You're definitely going to see it at a year. And in 5 years, it'll change who you are. So keep that like kind of Kobe Bryant Mamba mentality when you're thinking about this stuff and just add these little doses in here and there. Just a little bit, but all the time, every day, a little bit before work, a little bit at lunch, a little bit after work, just over and over and over again. That stuff will add up to a ton when we start looking at it on the long-term perspective. So hope this post hits you well. Hope you guys have a great day. See you.